Stephen Colbert is annoyed that former President Trump can still have rallies, especially following the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. Colbert said, why is he allowed to have rallies after that? After the assassination, John Wilkes Booth wasn't welcome to Broadway for a sold-out performance of I Shot Lincoln the Musical. At his rally, the president appeared to have nothing new to say. He played some of his greatest hits. He talked about Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton and even said hydroxychloroquine really works. I'm not sure if that's a joke or if the former president actually said that. I'll let you decide. I'm really not sure. Colbert said, no one cares about that now. We have a vaccine. I can't imagine anything more tired than the COVID drug from 12 months ago. Apparently, the president also mispronounced a few words. He referred to Neil Armstrong and said, one time the U.S. sent a brave young man from Ohio to a plant. Colbert said, really? To a plant? Yes, he was a brave young man from Ohio named Jack, and the nation sent him to climb that beanstalk where he skyrocketed to fee-fi-fo-fum. He's trying to talk about Neil Armstrong, but he said plant when he meant planet, which is not where Neil Armstrong went. That's like trying to describe George Washington by saying, you know what I mean, the guy in the money with the teeth made out of the cherry tree with the painting of him crossing the deli meats, you know. Jimmy Kimmel took the summer off. Might be nice if you can do that. But he's working on a KFC commercial. Yeah. Dude, do the show at that point. KFC and Comedy Central are teaming up for a first-of-its-kind comedic integration with Crank Yankers. Jimmy, just do the show. The segment called Buckethead recreates a real crank call made by Jimmy Kimmel to a local KFC restaurant as his elderly Crank Yankers puppet persona, Elmer Higgins. Elmer voiced his concern about the hats KFC is giving out because they're too tight. The KFC employee quickly realized that the customer on the other line had mistaken KFC's signature bucket as a hat and was now stuck on his head, and hilarity ensued. Dude, Jimmy Kimmel even wore a cardboard box on his head during the genuine crank call to create a realistic echo sound effect, as if a KFC bucket was stuck on his head. Jimmy, just do the show or go on vacation. Either one. You can be off or do the show. If you want to work, don't do this. From the AV Club. It's been 14 years since the Flight of the Conchords had their show on HBO. Wow. Now, since then, they've gone on tours and they played songs from the show, but fans have been waiting for a TV reunion. Well, Entertainment Weekly asked Jermaine Clement if he's talked to Brett McKenzie about the possibility of a one-off special. The good news is the answer is yes. Yes, he has tried to talk to him. The bad news is McKenzie won't answer Clement's mother-flipping emails about it, writes the AV Club. Clement said, I emailed Brett twice in the last week, and he hasn't replied to either of those, so I don't know. I'm sure I'll get an answer, but it'll take some days. The first one I sent a few days ago, and he'll maybe reply to that one in a week. The second one, I may get a reply in like a month saying, I just saw this. It's surprising we got it together to make those first two seasons. In other news, Clement told EW of his upcoming TV show, but didn't give too many details. He said he just started writing it. He's doing it with Taika Waititi. He said, I can't tell you much about it yet, but that's what's fun about it. And what makes it exciting for me is it's something I always wanted to do, which is long-form episodes in a sitcom. It's an action-adventure comedy. It'll be different from what I've usually done. I've made 3 sitcoms now, and I hope this one is still funny, but more of an adventure series. Famous comedian Jeremy Piven, you know he does stand-up now. That's a real thing. He has announced he has a new podcast. It's called How You Livin'. It premieres July 14th. In the trailer, he seems to be doing a version of his Ari Gold character from Entourage, and he talks to famous friends like Jamie Foxx. Having worked with Jamie Foxx in the past and done a broadcast from Jeremy Piven's house, I can assure you they are actually friends. From the AV Club, Bowen Yang and Joel-Kim Booster will star in the romantic comedy Fire Island. Fire Island is described as a modern-day take on Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice, obviously. The film will center on two best friends embarking on a week-long vacation to Fire Island, the historic gay escape off the southern shore of Long Island, with the help of cheap rosé and a cadre of eclectic friends. Bowen Yang was also on Seth Meyers, and he talked about when he impersonated Fran Lebowitz on Weekend Update. Fran apparently did not like the parody. Not that she saw it. She told the LA Times, I would not have watched it even if I knew. I said, if you've never had a character drawn of you, you might think this is a great thing to be parodied, but no one likes them. Yang thought that was the best response he could get from her, saying that's confirmation that she's seen it and doesn't care for it. And I think that's the highest compliment you could possibly get from someone like Fran. If she enjoyed it, the magic would be lost. So I wear it like a badge of honor that she did not like my portrayal of her. I probably wouldn't like it either if someone who was so demographically opposite of me portrayed me. I'd be like, come on! Hey, the gang over at Underdog Podcast wants you to know about a fun event they're having. It is a completely free poker tournament. No credit card required to enter. You can win real prizes. This tournament is called the Underdog Free Roll Invitational. Get your calendar out. It is Sunday, July 11th, 12:05 p.m. Pacific time. Jump on board. Registration is open. You're going to head over to Ignition Casino at ignitioncasino.eu. Okay, it's ignitioncasino.eu. You go to the Scheduled Tournaments Poker Lobby. You'll find the tournament under the Regular tab. Tournaments are listed in chronological order, so you're going to get down to July 11th at 3:05 p.m. Eastern, 12:05 p.m. Pacific, and where it says Underdog Free Roll Invitational, you can click Register and enter the exclusive password Underdog21. I know I threw a lot of information at you. I will put it in the show notes. But again, real quick, you're going to go to ignitioncasino.eu, go under Regular, and look for the Underdog Free Roll Invitational. Click Register, enter the password, Underdog21. Any player who knocks a host out of the tournament will receive an extra bonus. There are bounties on all the Underdog hosts. That's a good time. It's the Underdog Free Roll Invitational, July 11th at ignitioncasino.eu. You can enter 100% for free, and the code is Underdog21. If you're looking for fun comedy news, you can leave, because we got to talk Bill Cosby. You probably heard Bill Cosby got out of jail. He released a statement. Bill Cosby said, "I've never changed my stance nor my story. I've always maintained my innocence. Thank you to all my fans, supporters, and friends who stood by me through this ordeal. Special thanks to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court for upholding the rule of law." Some reactions to all this. You may recall yesterday I told you Felicia Rashad, Bill Cosby's TV wife, said some stuff. Well, she got some backlash and backpedaled in a hurry. Her new statement is, "I fully support survivors of sexual assault coming forward. My post was in no way intended to be insensitive to their truth. Personally, I know from friends and family that such abuse has lifelong residual effects. My heartfelt wishes for healing." But let's hear from Bill Cosby spokesman Andrew Wyatt, who said, "It's a beautiful day, not just for Bill Cosby, because this is about all Americans making sure they get justice. And you know, this was a fight for justice, and that's what I fight for every day. Justice and vindication for people done wrong by the judicial system." I'm going to continue to quote here from spokesman Andrew Wyatt. The words of spokesman Andrew Wyatt are, "It's a beautiful day, and it's a beautiful day also for women. Millions of supporters and millions of women have gotten in touch with us and said, 'We know these women made up these allegations. We know it's not true.'" Again, these are the words of spokesman Andrew Wyatt and not the words of Johnny Mack. He continued saying, "But the beauty of today, another great thing, they can no longer call him a sexual violent predator, no longer call him a rapist, no longer call him those horrible things. He's now Bill Cosby, an American and national treasure." One of the women who accused Cosby, Andrea Constand, said, "We remain grateful to those women who came forward to tell their stories to DA Kevin Steele and the excellent prosecutors who achieved a conviction at trial despite the ultimate outcome, which resulted from a procedural technicality, and we urge all victims to have their voices heard. We do not intend to make any further comment." Comedian Lane Moore wrote, "I never want to hear again, 'Well, did you report it?' 60 women accused Bill Cosby, and even with 60 accusers, we took years to convict. And now he's going free anyway. There are no consequences for rape, and rapists know that. So let's be real. Rape is fully legal in this country." For the weekend, I will cover New York Times top 20 sitcoms of the 2000s so far. Monday is a normal episode. That's your comedy news for today. Yeah. You can follow this show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Enjoy 4th of July weekend. See you here tomorrow.